If you look on, if you watched CNN before coming to Turkey, you probably would have canceled your trip, because they made it appear that this whole country was in revolution. And when you got here in Istanbul, you're there and it's very peaceful. And it's so ludicrous for people in New York, don't go to Turkey, you know, it's a dangerous place. You know, they've gone crazy. You know, meanwhile, there's people getting mugged all over the place in Central Park, right? I mean, this is so much safer than being in New York. But, you know, people are afraid to come to Turkey because they watch the news. And the news is constantly using fallacies. And sometimes it's just pure deceit. But, you know, I mean, they said, for instance, how many people heard that they were going to tear down all the trees to build a mall? How many people heard that? Okay, look at that. That was a complete lie. They weren't going to tear down. They were actually going to remove some trees around the edge of the park to restore the fort that had been torn down. It was an Ottoman military base, and they were going to make a museum. They weren't building a mall, right? So it was this kind of, oh, this massive, you know, this insane liberal capitalism gone mad. Turkey's on steroids. They're going to turn everything into malls. No, they were going to preserve the trees, make a museum, and the so-called mall was actually cafes around the area for people to enjoy the place. But it's a very, very secular part of Istanbul, and some of the people there, the majority of pubs in Istanbul are in that area, and because they put a 10 p.m. limit on sale of alcohol, which is the case in many states in America, right? They have these laws. I mean, you have many, many cities in the United States where you can't sell alcohol after, and then you have dry days. It wasn't that long ago before we had dry states, right? So this whole idea that, you know, oh, that no, you can't do that. If they see fit to, if they're having problems with disorderly conduct because of the sale of alcohol, then that's part of what public order is. You have to succumb to the public order. But if you looked at it, you know, these are tactics. People can't think clearly anymore. They showed a picture of 1.5 million people, and CNN said, oh, this was a protest against the president. No, it was actually a protest for the president, a demonstration for the president, and then CNN retracted that a little later and said, oh, whoops, we made a mistake. That was actually a pro-presidential. You know, so the people opposed to it were a few hundred people that they gave 9 hours of unprecedented live coverage on CNN International. I mean, where were they when Iceland was in rebellion against the parliament? Because the banks, they weren't going to pay the banks. Where were they? How many people got to see all the Greek rebellions and the abuse that the Greek protesters took from? I mean, you know, you need the tools of thinking in the modern world, because you're up against a massive propaganda machine. And it's a propaganda machine that is not so much a conspiracy, but it's just, they all think the same way. They look at things the same way. And so Turkey, because Turkey is a country that has a very, very troubling history for the West. Turkey was once the center of one of the most powerful dynasties in human history and had an empire that was unprecedented and lasted for a very long time. And there are people that there's a little bit of schizophrenia in the country. They were deeply traumatized. I mean, imagine in the United States or in Canada, imagine Obama announces, we have decided that starting tomorrow, all of English will be written in the pinyin Chinese script, because we realize that China is a rising power and we want to prepare our young people early so that they'll be able to read Chinese. So tomorrow, all the textbooks are going to be published in Chinese script. It's still English, don't worry. You're not going to be saying ni hou ma, you'll still say how are you, but it's going to be written like the Chinese write their script. I mean, imagine the trauma that that would cause in a nation. And that's what was done here. They went from their Arabic Ottoman script to a Latin-based script overnight. And then imagine the trauma to the Kurds of prohibiting them from speaking their language. This is what happened to the Native Americans. They were prohibited to speak their native languages in the United States. Yes. Prohibited to speak their native languages on the reservations, right? Imagine that. And here, for the first time now, they're allowing them to teach their language, to teach. This is what they've done. So this so-called fascist Turkish government that's being presented to Western people is removing a lot of the darkness that had descended upon the people from before. But people are very worried. You know, there's people that are secular and they think, oh, these are the Muslims taking over. Well, they're Muslim people, but they're committed to a secular state, right? And the idea that Islam and secularity are mutually exclusive is false, because the vast majority of Islamic history had relatively secular states. They weren't really Islamic states. The whole concept of an Islamic state is a fantasy in the minds of a lot of the modern Islamists. But if you actually study Muslim history, that you will find, yes, Islam was the state religion, but the states functioned just like a secular state functions, because religion actually has very little to do with the running of a state. Building roads has nothing to do with what madhab you follow. You know, oh, that's a Hanafi road. No, that's a madhab. Right? The madhab means road in Arabic, but madhab is a school, is a metaphor taken from the real madhab, which is a road. No, a road is, you can build it from stone, you can build it from asphalt, you can build it from concrete, and that's just what you want, is honesty, you want vetting, you want transparency. Those are secular ideals as well, right? A post office is not an Islamic concept, right? We need Islamic stamps. Yeah, you can put the head of, like, Muslims had La ilaha illallah on their coins. Okay. In America, they have kind of La ilaha illallah, tawakkalna ala Allah. That's, right? I mean, that's okay. America's a secular state. It still has tawakkalna ala Allah, right? So that's okay. You can have In God We Trust. It's not. You can be secular and still trust in God. It's okay, right? Municipalities are not, you know, the water doesn't, I need a Hanafi, you know, they call it Hanafiya in Arabic. I need a Hanafi Hanafiya. This is a Maliki Hanafiya. No, you don't need, you just need a Hanafiya. You just need a water, right, tap that works. And that's municipalities, and all you want is some honest guy in there. If he's a secularist who's honest, fine. If he's a Muslim who's honest, fine. As long as the water gets there, it's been purified, it's not going to make you sick, right? Seriously, think about it. The vast majority of government just does not relate to religion. It just relates to common decency. And that's why you can live in, I mean, if Muslims were literally taken from like 8th century Syria or Palestine and dropped into Norway, they would think that, you know, it was like the caliphate of Omar ibn Abdulaziz. Like, there's so much social justice. They would be amazed at how much social justice are in these Scandinavian countries. They're secular countries. So this whole idea, but you know, you have to have had punishment. You know, this is what, so Islam is reduced to, there's 4 agreed upon had punishments, 13, there's debates about, you know, Syria, even apostasy laws, all these things, they're all debated. There's nothing fixed in stone. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, idru al-hudud mastata'tum, avoid implementing penal punishments as much as you're able to. Maybe, no, we want, we'll cut, let's get these hands cut off, you know. I mean, if you implemented HUD punishment for theft, you couldn't shake hands anymore. You wouldn't be able to shake hands. Everybody'd be like, you know, nice to meet you, right? I mean, from the president all the way down to the street sweeper, man, we would. Am I making this up? So, you know, anyway, that's a very long answer to a very short question.